The Moose Jaw Police Service's downtown patrols were so popular last summer that it is bringing back the service to maintain visibility and engage with the public. The organization, MJPS, began some foot patrols in December 2021 in response to rallies against pandemic mandates. Meanwhile, over the past few years, it has received many calls about potentially unlawful activity downtown and in Crescent Park and the perceived lack of safety and security. In response, it implemented a foot patrol in winter 2022 whenever the weather cooperated and when there was extra activity downtown. The foot patrols, expanded later that April, provided a greater visible police presence to ensure business owners felt safe and allowed more engagement with residents. The MJPS announced during the recent Board of Police Commissioners meeting that it had resumed the foot and bike patrol as of May 1. Now that the endless winter seems to be behind us, we've increased our resources in the downtown area, said Police Chief Rick Barassa with a chuckle. We've certainly heard that there's a demand for more visibility and we'll meet that demand. The police service saw an uptick in disturbances last year near Crescent Park, so it deployed members on foot, hoping their presence would disrupt the drinking, drug use and general nuisance situations, said SUPT. Taylor Mickleborough, while it doesn't have hard data, it hopes those renewed efforts decrease such incidents. The organization recently moved several members to a building across from headquarters, so they will be engaged in the foot and bike patrols, while patrol officers with free time will also roam the area, said Deputy Chief Rick Johns. The organization recently converted one of its bicycles to an electronic bike, which it believes will help members travel faster through the park, he added. Johns later confirmed that there would be 3 officers for foot patrols and 34 other officers capable of providing support. I'm sure that the business community will be very happy about this, especially general community members, said Board Chairwoman Mary Lee Booth. Booth was pleased with the MJPS's goal of engaging with residents. She regularly uses the library and recently came across an officer visiting with several homeless people and referring to them by name. The board chairwoman thought those regular patrols made people more comfortable talking to cops. Commissioner Doug Blanc owns an e-bike and acknowledged they could travel faster than pedal-powered two-wheelers. Meanwhile, he recalled years ago how police used to check downtown businesses to ensure they were locked. He wondered if cops would perform the same role today during their patrols. Most foot patrols will occur during the day, while the bike patrols will roam the downtown for longer periods, said Johns. However, because of how advanced security systems are today, officers do not need to check doors after hours as in the past. Blanc also appreciated the organization's goal of public engagement. He pointed out that there are many international students here who come from countries where they fear the police. I think this is a good opportunity to showcase that not all police officers in all jurisdictions around the world are the same, he added. The MJPS has a great relationship with the Moose Jaw Multicultural Council and Newcomer Center and is looking to expand those partnerships, said Barassa. While the agency does plenty of educational outreach, it can do better. The next Board of Police Commissioners meeting is Thursday, June 8, at 7 p.m. in the Moose Jaw Public Library's South Meeting Room. The public is welcome to attend.